Hello?
The Attorney General, Mr. President.
I am.
President, sir.
Hello?
President.
How are you feeling this morning?
Just fine, sir.
Fine. Great. Just finished a two-hour meeting on taxes. Boy, that's a tough one. Yeah, we've got to present our tax position for the Ways and Means Committee Monday. So, boy, if you think what you're doing is complicated, you ought to get into that one for about 18 different things.
Sure, that's true.
I've said I majored in taxes many years ago, so.
College.
I know a little about it, but I don't know if I could never even pass the first day's test today. It's changed so much.
I know it.
All right. I was just going to ask if you'd gotten that message through last night or.
I did.
Yeah, who'd you talk to?
Well,
Neeson.
He laid it through Peterson and Maroney, and then I talked to them both this morning. They had talked to Neeson.
Right.
And he is will be in court before the judge sometime this morning.
Right.
Just because of the change of time.
Right. And what do they in effect tell him?
Well, they in effect told him, one, to make the disclosure, number two, to be sure to impress upon the judge, vis-a-vis the in-camera nature of the proceeding, you know, the national security sensitivity, the extreme sensitivity of it. What we are hopeful of doing is to make the presentation, have the judge not interrupt the trial, go ahead through the trial, and then, depending upon the verdict of the jury, have a hearing on it to determine whether there was any taint in the evidence.
Right.
After the trial. That is...
That's the proper way.
The most optimum, you know, best way to handle it.
Yeah, well, it's the right thing to do. And it's the right thing. And, of course, the prosecutor he himself is the best witness to the fact that it was... that he didn't know a damn thing about it.
Oh, sure.
Huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that correct?
Oh, yeah, there's no problem.
Nobody knew.
Evidence of taint in it. You know,
the damned, one of those damn dry holes.
That's right. But under the last decision of the Supreme Court, the Brady case, imposes a duty on the government. It used to not be that way. It is now.
Yeah.
Say, Mr. President, while I have you for
a minute. I'm glad you did that.
I meant to talk to you briefly about it yesterday. We're just about coming up to a decision in this wounded knee thing. I have been exercising great restraint in that ever since it began. But 2 or 3 weeks, 10 days, sometime or another, we're going to have to fissure cut bait out there. And I'd like some time to, when it's convenient for you, to come over and talk to you about it.
Sure, Dick. In our group, I guess the one is in the interior, it's Whitaker that's been working on it, isn't it? And Garment, right?
Garment.
Who all?
Ken Cole, Len Garment, Whitaker, but primarily over the Department of Justice. Up to now, it's been
more department.
A restraining law enforcement problem.
I know.
If any decision is to go in there and terminate it, we're going to have to do it.
Right. I'd like to do this, Dick. If you would, I'd like to talk to you about it. I think if you would, you bring in with you whatever ones you think will give me an order, because I got to know what the damned Indian Department thinks and the blah, 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 you know what I mean?
Sure.
But your judgment is the one that will be decisive, I can assure you.
Preliminary materials over to Ken Cole.
I know,
The purpose of
Ken is a superb fellow, incidentally. Cole's a superb fellow. He gets everything in here, don't worry. But it's a tough decision, and God, the only thing I'm concerned about is just getting somebody killed.
Well,
and aren't you?
But with no plan that would give us any assurance that somebody will not get killed.
That's right.
And that's why I just kept him, away from pushing any precipitous event.
That's right.
But part of our problem is, if that's true, we might delay this thing under circumstances where more people will, I don't necessarily believe that somebody will get killed. What we do is have a plan that we've worked out very carefully with the Department of Defense that would contemplate the massive use of gas. But among other things, 4 machine guns were stolen from a depot in Denver last week. There's a march of people coming on, and you've got summer coming up, and you've got these campuses coming out.
Oh, boy.
They're in the weakest position that they are. Senator McGovern has sent us a letter and broadcast it, in which he thinks that we've now exercised all the restraint necessary.
Is he calling on you to act?
Yeah.
McGovern?
Yeah. Either you do it or the... people of South Dakota will have to do it.
In other words, to go in and get them?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
All right. Well,
that's your situation just about right.
Well, that's right. If you get that sort of thing, that's pretty good.